to me, what makes this so interesting is when you talk about, you know, spatial management, or just essentially perceiving the ocean as not just a flat plane, but you're starting to collect data that brings to life the three-dimensionality of the space. Why is that so exciting for you?
We're going through this shift in how we manage fish and other marine resources from a point of view that focuses on individual species to one that focuses on ecosystems and places. So as we make that shift, I think it's forcing us to start thinking in terms of spatial data and temporal data in ways that we haven't done as much before. And this kind of technology gives us the tools that we can use to actually look specifically at some of these things, like detailed movement patterns of animals that live in the sea and how they interact with each other in a system. And that's different from the sorts of kinds of movement work that's been done before, where we mark and recapture animals so we know where we released it and we know where we caught it somewhere down the line. And so we have these two points and we make inferences about a fish moved from there to there, but we don't know anything about what they did in the interim. And then we've done sort of direct observation where we can take a very close look at what a fish is doing in great detail using, say, a video camera, a submersible, or a scuba diver, but we can only do that for a very short period of time. So here we get an opportunity to get that long time series in the kind of detail we get for a short time series. It combines space and time in a way we haven't been able to do before.